This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. India and Poland have decided to transform the relationship into a strategic partnership. Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced this during the press statement after the delegation-level talks with his Polish counterpart Donald Tusk in Warsaw. He said India-Poland relations are based on shared values such as democracy and rule of law. Mr. Modi said both sides agree that reform with the United Nations and other international institutions is a need of the hour to face global challenges. The Prime Minister said the loss of lives of innocent people in any crisis has become the biggest challenge for the entire humanity. He said India supports dialogue and diplomacy for the early restoration of peace and stability. Mr. Modi said for this, India, along with its friendly countries, are ready to provide all possible support. He said the ongoing conflicts in Ukraine and West Asia are a matter of deep concern for all. Mr. Modi said India firmly believes that no problem can be solved on the battlefield. Mr. Modi and Mr. Tusk reviewed bilateral relationship and exchanged views on a range of issues. The meeting between the two sides offered an opportunity to explore other avenues of mutual interests. Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk said both sides understand each other well despite the geographical differences, different traditions and histories. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today received a ceremonial welcome at the Chancellery in Warsaw. In the second and final leg of his two-nation tour, the Prime Minister will reach Ukraine tomorrow on the invitation of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. India said that terrorism is a global threat to peace and development and called for a comprehensive international anti-terrorism convention. The Charge d'Affaires of India's UN mission, R. Ravindra, who was speaking at a high-level open debate on peace-building and sustaining peace convened by the Council's President, Sierra Leone, said that given the importance of development for peace-building, India has extensive development partnerships with countries in the Global South, and the cumulative value of its developmental projects now exceeds $40 billion. The government has said the flood situation in Bangladesh is not due to release of water from the Indian dam on the Gumti River in Tripura. In a statement issued today, Ministry of External Affairs said concerns have been expressed in Bangladesh that the current situation of flood in the districts on the eastern borders of Bangladesh has been caused by the opening of the Dumbur Dam upstream of the Gumti River in Tripura. The ministry termed this factually incorrect, pointing out that the catchment areas of the Gumti River have witnessed heaviest rains in the last few days, and the flood in Bangladesh is primarily due to waters from these large catchments downstream of the dam. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred the Rashtriya Vigyan Puruskar 2024 to renowned and distinguished scientist at the Rashtrapati Bhavan. Professor Govinda Rajan Padmanabhan was given the Vigyan Ratna 2024 award by the President. Dr. Ananda Ramakrishnan received the Vigyan Sri Award in the field of agricultural science. Dr. Avesh Kumar Tyagi from the Bhabha Atomic Research Center, Mumbai, was conferred upon Vigyan Sri Award in the field of atomic energy. Professor Jayant Bhalchandra Udgaonkar from the Indian Institute of Science, Education and Research, Pune, was awarded the Vigyan Sri Award in Biological Sciences. Union Minister of Rural Development and Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, inaugurated National Conclave Sangathan Swastha Samriddhi at Sushma Swaraj Bhavan in New Delhi today. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Chauhan said that health and nutrition are the key factors for the country, and without it, Viksit Bharat cannot be imagined. He stressed that women are dedicated to working to change the country's image. The conclave focuses on women's collectives, action on food, nutrition, health and wash. Our correspondent reports that women, including self-help groups from across the country, are attending the conclave. And that is the end of this news bulletin.